This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. Joining us is Christopher Borick, a professor of political science at Muhlenberg College and a longtime watcher of Pennsylvania and U.S. politics. Welcome back to WLVR, Chris.
Thanks so much, Brad.
Tuesday night was a remarkable display on social media by President Donald Trump, and that's for a president that lives and breathes social media like no other. For me, it began with an all-caps tweet simply asserting, "Election was rigged." That was followed by a four-minute video excoriating the bipartisan pandemic relief bill passed by the House and Senate.
There was lots of social media reach out by the president, and he's put his Republican leadership in Congress in a pretty difficult position right now.
But that was followed by an even longer video, almost 10 minutes long, stridently recapping his entire set of election complaints. And I know you've watched that. What was your impression overall?
Well, it's, you know, the president, first of all, is turning to his favorite way of communicating, and that's through social media and posting short clips. And what he's done is he's gone to his favorite list of grievances, the pieces of evidence that he thinks support his claims about some type of corruption and fraud with the election. In the end, if you took the sum of what he put forth, they're not very convincing. From an evidence point, it's pretty lacking.
Let me put forward an idea that central to the story that Donald Trump is telling, aside from its many inaccuracies, baseless assertions, and even lies, is the complaint that the election results changed from the closing of the polls on Election Day until the final results.
We were up by 293,000 votes in Michigan, 112,000 votes in Wisconsin, 356,000 votes in Georgia, and nearly 700,000 votes in Pennsylvania, all swing states. Then suddenly everything started to disappear. Everything started to change.
The president is right. Things did change after Election Day, but we saw that coming, and you and I discussed it for weeks before the election.
We did, Brad. It was pretty clear to see what would occur. Now, the exact proportions of the final results weren't clear, but the broad trends were as evident as possible. Look, the president told Pennsylvanians and others that voting by mail was not a good way, that you shouldn't do that. Of course, Democrats and individuals that were voting largely against him didn't heed that. They turned largely to mail voting. Mail voting, those ballots that were cast weeks in advance, weren't allowed to be counted until 7 o'clock on Election Day. And some counties didn't even start counting until after that.
And that was due to the Republican-led legislature, right, in Harrisburg.
They could have changed it. They were asked to change it. They were asked to allow pre-canvassing. They had a lot of pressure externally from outside the state by the Republican Party. Nationally and by other Republican leaders to not do that.
Let me ask you, are there ways of making Pennsylvania's elections any more simple, accurate, safe, and transparent without disenfranchising voters that you would like to see going forward?
Yeah, I think very much so. And those are two things that are not mutually exclusive. You can have safer, stronger processes to make sure that you know, people who are voting are eligible to vote, and you could have support to get people engaged in the process. So in terms of engaging, it's become partisan, the idea of the mail ballot. But mail ballots have been used across the United States for years by other states in large numbers, sometimes exclusively as a means of casting. Mm-hmm. And I think that helped a lot of Pennsylvanians, especially during a pandemic vote. So early voting could be absolutely introduced in the state like it is in a lot of other states. There's a number of options that are available for increasing the likelihood. At the same time, if you really do worry about security, invest in that. Have ways that you allow individuals to clearly identify that they're eligible voters and to be able to verify that through a process that doesn't exclude them from voting.
Yeah. Well, Christopher Borick, director of the Institute of Public Opinion at Muhlenberg College, thank you so much for joining us again.
No, it was my pleasure, Brad. Happy holidays.
You can find highlights of our election coverage still at WLVR.org/election.